Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Instant Idiot Show, presented by WTF-TV with Nelson Torres. It's living proof that literally any idiot can have a show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Okay, let me do that one last time before I fuck this up again, because nobody is expecting me to go live. It is what it is. And if you're, for some reason, if you're listening to this live, this is just pretty much for the SummerSlam predictions and stuff like that, just to get an idea of what's really going to go down. So if I leave anything out, I do apologize for that. Oh, I think I found it. Okay, so I think I got to get ready for this. All right, this is the SummerSlam prediction portion of the Instant Idiot Show for August 20th, 2015. Okay, here we go. Are you ready to do this? All right, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, now, everybody, we are live. All right, it's unpredictable. All right, one more time. Take two. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Okay, one more time. I'm fucking this up like crazy. You know I gave this guy the fucking number. I don't understand. He must have forgot. Hello? Where is Miguel? It's a little weird here. Hello? This is funny. All right, this is going to be only for 15 minutes anyway, so it is what it is, people. I'm just going to drag this until I see somebody's name. All right, finally. Thank you. Hold on one second. Hang on, Miguel. Just give me one moment. I will put you on. All right, ready? I'm going to do this right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, folks, and welcome to the Instant Idiot Show. Nelson Torres this week, as always, as the Instant Idiot, because living proof, I am the Instant Idiot. I'll get to that in a minute. It is August 20th, 2015, where we have a full-blown episode. That's the right term. It's going to be a very interesting show. Right now, we're going to have, along with me, is a WTF Hall of Famer and multiple times World Heavyweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only, Havoc.
Hello,
Havoc. Now, you're on with me briefly only because we are having SummerSlam predictions for this weekend. So, yep. Because it's in the Barclays Center, it's literally our backyard. And we're just going to give what we think of what's going to happen and what's not going to happen and what do you want to happen. You know what I mean? So we pretty much have a full stack card for SummerSlam for a 4-hour show.
It's going to be a long night.
You don't sound very enthusiastic about this.
No, I'm looking forward to it. It's just, you know, 4 hours is just, wow.
Well, it's rough. You know,
that's like two Lord of the Rings movies.
Well, let's put it this way. I've always believed it's supposed to be the WrestleMania of the summer. They tried that for years. They had a show in Wembley Stadium back in 92. They've always tried that for years, but I guess they could never achieve that. I still believe it's second to WrestleMania. I still believe it has been since the 88, but maybe hopefully this weekend they can change that. But with that said, we have a few matches to predict over. So now here's the first match I should see on my list. I just wanted to make sure we got this. Now I think you might find this interesting. What's his name? King Barrett and Stardust versus Neville and Stephen Amell, the guy from the Green Arrow. Now, what's your prediction on that, and what do you think that's going to come out of this? Because, I mean, like, you have a celebrity match here going on.
Yeah, here's the thing. Usually when a celebrity's in a match, 9 times out of 10, they're going to win. So I'm going to go with Neville and Arrow.
Right. Is he going to wear the Green Arrow outfit? You never know.
Oh, I don't know. I think he's going to wear something similar to it, but not the exact outfit.
Yeah, and just for the record, I will be in attendance for SummerSlam. So, and among the peanut gallery that will be coming along with me, so that's going to be interesting.
Barclays Center is a really nice place.
The Barclays Center. Yeah, I've been there plenty of times.
Yeah,
I've been there for Nets
games. I was there about a month and a half ago, for the Imagine Dragons concert. And really awesome place.
Yeah, it's a really nice, yes. If you're, all trains go there, too, even the ones in Manhattan mainly. So if you've never been to the Barclays Center, try to go, for not just for wrestling, but just for something. You know, I've been to
it's
Nets games.
It's just hell it's just utter hell to get out at the end of the con. It's just hell to get out when everyone's trying to get out at the same time. That place turns into just,
Yeah, exactly. But if you've never been to the Barclays Center, try your best to go there for any reason. Now, we already talked about Neville and Stephen Attell versus King Barrett and Stardust. So I think, you know, Neville and Attell is going to win this as well because it's a celebrity match. It is what it is. Also, now we have just added Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev. What do you think of that?
I'm sure it's going to be one of those quiet matches that it's going to be good, but no one's going to really talk about how good it is because there's 4 hours of other matches and things going on. So I think it might be a good match that might get lost in the shuffle. But I think Dolph Ziggler is going to probably win.
I don't know why, but I think I agree. I think Dolph Ziggler might take this. I mean, you know, he's been out for some time. And, I mean, I don't know how Rusev would win if that was to be the case. But then again, you have these two girls right in there. So, you know, Lana and Summer Rae, they're going to fill in the time. They're going to fight against each other at some point, which will be great because I could see two women barefooted feet. That would be great. That's something.
Uh-huh.
Anywho, yeah, that will be the highlight of my night. And speaking of women, you got a 9 Diva Elimination Tag Team. Talk about a clusterfuck in the making.
Oof.
Team. And I don't have to tell you who's...
Yeah, I just feel sorry for the first person that gets eliminated.
Oh, my God. Whoever, I think my prediction is going to be it's just a clusterfuck in general. I don't know. Are you going to have 9 people eliminated? And how this is going to take, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, you know, these women, you know, the Divas Revolution stuff, I'm all for it. But be serious. You can tell this is a clusterfuck waiting to happen.
I think if they organize it well and they map it out well, it could be a really good match. I don't know who's going to win. It's hard to say. If I have to pick, I'm going to go with maybe... I'm going to go with Charlotte and maybe... Charlotte and Becky Lynch. I think Paige is going to take the hit for their team.
Oh, yeah, the PCDB, whatever the fuck they're called. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Team Bad, BAD, which is going to be interesting. I can't. This Bella thing is a little too much. And now, also, this should be a good match if they let this go. Kevin Owens versus Cesaro.
Yeah. I think it's going to fall in line with what I said about Ziggler and Rusev, that it's going to be a good match, but it may get lost amongst the hype of the other big-name matches. It depends. It just depends to me on the crowd. I think the crowd's going to be really into that one. And hopefully they'll stay in it. And it's one of those matches where I really don't care who wins. I'm not even going to pick a winner. I'm just going to enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I think Cesaro is going to take this because I think they've been trying to push Cesaro for some time.
Well, we'll find out.
Yes, exactly. Now, here's the match that I think everybody's kind of downing on it because Sting is not involved. Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose versus the Wyatt family.
I blame Eric Rowan. I think that was going to happen. I really think it was going to happen. That it was going to be Sting and Ambrose.
But you never
and
know.
Reigns.
But you never know because Sting is supposed to be at a Comic-Con that same day on Sunday in Chicago. Will he be in back for Brooklyn and SummerSlam for just
no.
an appearance? You don't know. You never know. I mean, never say never in this business. You know that. But if I was to pick a winner in this match, I would say Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose just to make the crowd happy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Wyatt family. They've been kind of on a sick, crazy losing streak, so especially Luke Harper. So I'm going to go with Wyatt and Harper.
Yeah, and the tag team match with the Primetime Players versus the Los Matadors and New Day and Los Lucha Dragons. I don't think there's going to be a clusterfuck, but it's going to be.
No, that match is going to be just unorganized chaos.
Yeah, but I think the primetime players. Yeah, I think it's going to be like the primetime players are going to still retain.
I think New Day is going to have the entrance of the night. They're going to have the best entrance. No, the clapping and, you know, they're clapping and silly entrance. They're going to have an awesome entrance. And, you know,
indeed.
But I don't know. I'm going to go with primetime players on that one.
All right. And then also you got Sheamus versus Randy Orton for the millionth time. What?
That actually going to happen?
Yeah.
For
no reason, just to do it. I mean, because they've been feuding each other with, like, for the past, like, 2 or 3 years on TV, but it is what it is. But I of course, is going to, I think Orton's going to go over. Safe to say.
Probably, yeah. I mean, when you're money in the bank, when you're Mr. Money in the Bank, you know, losses don't count because it's going to be that one win that matters.
Right, exactly. So then you got the IC title match, Ryback, Miz, and Big Show. I think Ryback's going to retain the belt. I think that's what's going to happen.
Ryback. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
The only thing that freaks me out about the Miz, in that outfit he wears now, he doesn't wear socks. It bothers me.
Right. And then you got the winner takes all, the WWE World title and the United States title for title, Seth Rollins versus John Cena.
I think it's going to end in some kind of oddball DQ. I don't think anyone's going to win. It's going to be some kind of a disqualification or something. I don't see anyone winning cleanly. I don't think anyone's going to get pinned. No one's going to submit. I think both belts are going to stay where they are for right now. So, you know, to say who's going to get disqualified, whatever. You know, I just think that both belts are going to stay where they are. That's the important thing.
Right, exactly. So I'm just going to think maybe somehow Cena's going to win for some reason. I just have this weird feeling and become 16-time champion, which I'm not saying I want that to happen, but something tells me that might happen, but you never know. And finally, the main event, believe it or not, that's the main event of SummerSlam, of all things, Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. That's going to finish the show. I don't know if you knew that.
I've heard it might happen, but I guess if it is, it is. You know, so it's going to be tough to call this one. Considering, I think the Undertaker is kind of like, is he the heel in this?
He has never really
kicking Brock Lesnar he's been kicking Brock Lesnar in the dick the last few times.
Yeah, he's doing
that's
the
very
healing.
That's very not Undertaker-ish of him.
And here's the thing about it, Taker has never beat Brock Lesnar. Ever, that I can recall. So this could be the time Taker could actually do it. You never know.
Holy crap, yeah, I just thought about that. He's never beaten him. Didn't they have a Hell in a Cell match and he beat him? He beat him in a Hell in a Cell. Wow, holy crap, I never realized that until just now. He's never beaten him. Yeah, I'm going to go with Undertaker. His time is now.
Yeah,
he's got to beat him eventually.
But plus, he's going to be around, so that's SummerSlam for you. So this weekend, it's going to be crazy in Brooklyn.
Big weekend.
Big weekend. I will be there, and I will be – feel free to say hello to me.
NXT.
NXT. I will be there, man. It's going to be a fucking crazy
– Wait, are you going to be there all three nights?
All three nights, yeah.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me indeed. But it's going to be a hell of a show.
I get the curse at you through my TV.
Screen. Right. Well, Havoc, thank you for helping up with those predictions. And right now, I'm about to set up for the next segment of the show, which is going to be very interesting.
Real fast. I'm going to make one quick prediction for NXT. I'm predicting that Bayley will win because Bayley right now is my favorite NXT diva.
I cannot agree with you more. I love Bayley.
I love Bayley. I think she's hot. I think she's amazing. And she tells a great story, and I think they're going to pass I think the other three are going to leave slowly, and she's going to be the top diva there. And I love Bayley since day one. I'm like, this crazy chick loves to hug people, and I'm predicting she's going to win, and I am a hugger just like Bayley.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you, Havoc, for coming by, and folks, we will be right back.
Bye-bye.
Oh.